there's little to suggest that he'll get it. The governor has granted condemned inmates clemency only twice in almost 5 years in office, during which time 22 inmates have been put to death in North Carolina. Some California rallies on behalf of Crips Gang co-founder and death row inmate Stanley Tukey Williams. Actor Jamie Foxx and rapper Snoop Dogg were at one rally in Los Angeles. Williams himself spoke to the crowd on a cell phone that Foxx held to a microphone, and he told the gathering he's honored by their support and knows he'll be remembered. These rallies coincide with demonstrations around the world for what's called World Cities Against the Death Penalty Day. Williams was convicted of killing four people in 1979 and is scheduled to be executed in 12 days. The rallies in support of the convicted killer turned gang peace activist to a plea for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to spare Tukey Williams. Schwarzenegger is to meet with prosecutors and lawyers for Williams on December 8th. The California Supreme Court has already refused a request by Williams' lawyers to reopen the case. In Texas, a sailor who was apparently trying to commit suicide today shot and wounded himself and two superiors as they struggled for the gun in an effort to stop him. The sailor's weapon went off as they struggled, injuring both superiors and the sailor. Captain John McCormick, commander at Naval Air Station Fort Worth Joint Reserve Base at Carswell. The gunman was in critical condition in Texas with a single gunshot wound to the neck. His supervisors got stitches and were being discharged. The U.S. military today downplaying reports by residents and police of widespread attacks against U.S. and Iraqi installations in Ramadi. They say there was just one rocket-propelled grenade fired at an observation post with no injuries. U.S. and Iraqi troops have launched a new offensive in the area near Ramadi. The military has to do a better job explaining to the American people what's going on in Iraq in the view of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General Peter Pace is echoing what George Bush said yesterday, that to stay in Iraq until the job is done, saying, quote, there is no option other than victory. This is Air America Radio News.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Hi, True Seekers. Mike Malloy here. Tune in tonight as Peter Ruby sits in for me while I'm spending the week at a happy place, sipping a cocktail, snuggling with my family, far, far away from the flying monkey right. I'll be back next Monday, rested, relaxed, and ready to get depressed all over again. In the meantime, listen to my good friend, Peter Ruby.
Thank you, Mike Malloy. Peter Werby broadcasting for Mike all of this week. I'm broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan, where I'm looking out the window and the snow is coming down. Mike, Kathy, and little Molly on a, probably right now just getting this evening sea breeze in their face. Well, hey, yeah, different places we inhabit at on the planet at different times. We got a lot to talk about tonight, and I was looking at all this stuff about these executions coming up, this one that happened in Singapore, of course, the endless tragedy of this monstrous war in Iraq, and I thought, you know what, almost, and we will talk about those things, but most of you agree that Bush is a liar, Bush Co., the whole corporate government is greedy, destroying our rights, destroying the environment, destroying workers' rights, attacking women's rights, attacking the poor, all of it. We talk about that every night. And, well, we should, both to get more information, to give an affirmation of what we believe, and to have this, in a sense, an electronic community discussion. But I thought, at least for maybe this hour, maybe into the next hour as well, we'll talk about us. We'll talk about us instead of them. We know how bad they are. And we very rarely talk about us. This, and I was going to say how good we are. That doesn't sound very modest. We are pretty good. We are pretty good. We believe in good things. We want good things for other people. We don't want things for ourselves at the expense of others. We have a vision for a world that is fair, that is equitable, that is just, that eliminates everything now that we take for granted. I mean, it occurred to me about conservatives. You know what they think is wrong with the world? I mean, let me ask you this. If you are like me, are left of center, or even in the center, I mean, once you start falling off to the right, and there's very little center-right anymore. It's all just that fascistic, authoritarian right that Bush and the rest of them inhabit. But if I said to you, what's wrong with the world? What's wrong with the world? And I'm not asking this. I'm not asking you to call in, because we talk about this all the time. Each of you could probably talk on the air 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half an hour, like I do, just like I do, because you know all this, and you're a decent human being, and all of the injustices of the world, all the hurt that's being done to its peoples, people, its critters, and the earth itself, we know all that. You know what the conservatives think is wrong with the world? One thing, liberals. That's it. What's wrong with the world? Liberals. If it wasn't for liberals, their world would be perfect. Well, of course, I mean, to some extent, they're right. I mean, because their world, based on intolerance and greed and narrowness and authoritarian relationships among people, we keep pointing that out. And we've been pointing that out forever. We've pointed that out ever since the rise of inequality, ever since the rise of the political state, which, of course, arose as a racket initially. I mean, what we've done ever since the first political state came up to protect the wealth and power and privilege of the wealthy is we've tried to make it a little fairer. We've tried to make it like it was before the political state arose. We tried to make it so we're all brothers and sisters. We all hold hands in a big circle. We hold hands with each other, the people, but we also hold hands with the earth itself and all its creatures. We know we're all interconnected. And the conservatives that are listening to this are going, that's a bunch of BS. Yeah, right? That's what they think. Our symbol is a circle. And what's good, well, let me finish this. Our community is a circle. Theirs is a pyramid. They like having the ultimate supreme beloved leader at the top, and then it goes down. It goes down from there. You know, the ruler's retinue, then the what would you call it, the mystification level, everything from, you might get mad at this one, at religion, let's say the way some people practice religion, that'll let me off the hook for it, right? Television and mainstream publications and what have you, and it keeps going down, lower and lower in the pyramid. And then you have what did they call those, what we are in Brave New World, the beta workers. We produce all the wealth and send it up. And all the relationships, of course, all power is exercised downwards. All obedience and wealth goes upwards. Down at the bottom, you have the poor, the slaves, whatever. And way below that, you have the animals. Way below that, you have the plants and the sea and what have you. So their whole worldview is based on a hierarchy. And they insist, I mean, there is no entry. You're born into this, and you're born into pretty much the place in which you find yourself. If you're in a society of the circle, if your vision of the world is a circle, because, well, let me give a parenthesis here. My Tai Chi teacher is always saying, we don't want to divide the world. We want to divide the world into us and them. That's kind of what gets us into the problems in the first place. And I say, yeah, but there is a difference. I mean, we're a circle, and we can expand and keep that shape endlessly. Or if we want to break off and have other circles, we can do that as well. Boy, I didn't even intend to say all that. Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show. Just a little bit of Pete's philosophy. I don't know what that's worth. But what I'd like to do, as I said, I don't want to talk about them. I will, one more thing. One more thing I was thinking about as well. Because I wanted to talk about resistance, rebellion, and progress. Resistance, rebellion, and progress. And that's what has stopped the worst abuse of the racket of the state throughout history. We've said, hey, you can't have absolute power. Of course, the state has had absolute power probably, 95% of the time? A few hundred years ago, a few political states began to get a little bit of democratic process, a little bit of return to the circle. But now, of course, the circle is being cleaved like the state did to it 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, and the societies of the pyramid, this is what the conservatives want. And you got to remember, the conservatives have been on the wrong side of every social question. They've blocked the expansion of the circle, the expansion of democracy, the expansion of people's rights throughout American history. Remember what side the conservatives were on in our revolution? Remember that? Yeah. Well, most of them supported the British. And most of the conservatives in 1776, they fled to Canada and what have you. Some of them stayed here because they wanted to keep their slave racket going. So the people that actually took part in the formation of the United States insisted and won the right to define the United States, the brand new United States, as a slave state that has in its foundation document the recognition of slavery and even the recognition of the slave trade. This was what the conservatives added. So then, and I don't want to make this show like some huge history lesson, but then every point in American history that we tried to make changes, when we tried to abolish slavery, when we tried to give women the vote, when we tried to stop wars, and I'm talking like the Mexican War, Henry David Thoreau, and all of that, the conservatives were always on the other side. They were always on the side of oppression, always on the side of slavery, always on the side of keeping the franchise, the vote open to white male property owners, for instance, always beating the military drum, always opposing every union that ever tried to be established. I mean, can anyone think of anything, including a conservative, if you're listening, can you name or think of any instance where conservative politicians or conservative movements have added anything to the United States? Uh-uh. They always wanted to conserve the reigning power that existed at a particular moment. whether it was Great Britain or whether it was white property male owners, landowners, whether it was the war makers, whether it was the employers, whatever. Whether it was men over women, not recognized the rights of gays, supported segregation. This is the record of conservatism. All right. I'm Peter Werbe. This is the Mike Malloy Show. And our phone number is 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. I mean, come on, lefties. If you can think of something conservatives have done, let me know about that as well. But I did say, here, typical of me, I said, we're not going to talk about them, we're going to talk about us. We're going to talk about us and a real important us. Rosa Parks, 50 years today, she took a stand. And I want to suggest some aspects to it all that, I don't know, maybe you hadn't thought of. But, gee, I bet a lot of you have. Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. I'll be right back after these.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and You should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Thank you very much. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit, sitting in for Mike Malloy. 866-303-2270. I said I wasn't going to talk about them. I was going to talk about us, people trying to make the world right. And so I spent the first 15 minutes talking about them, saying that conservatives have never added anything to this country. They've always been on the wrong side of every social question. Actually, maybe some good challenges that are waiting for me at 866-303-2270. But I did say that I wanted to recognize that this is the 50th anniversary of Rosa Parks being arrested, which initiated the Montgomery bus boycott that thrust Martin Luther King Jr. into national prominence. And there's been a lot of this on the media. But I thought one thing that was interesting, and I think most of us know that read a little closer than just the headlines, know that Rosa Parks didn't act just by herself. I mean, she didn't choose that particular day. She didn't really did just think, man, I've just had it. But there was an enormous community movement behind her. And that's what's so important. And that's what's so important for us, that we have to get together. And getting together, I mean, it's good that we're doing it on the radio. It's good that we do it in chat rooms. It's good that we do it on the internet. But where it's possible, and it's not always possible, I know a lot of you are kind of isolated and really depend on the internet and shows like this, but where it's possible to get physically together, to turn off the television, to turn off the computer, don't turn off the radio, and have community meetings. Go out and support those rallies, those meetings, those demonstrations, those teach-ins, those study groups, those book clubs, and get to know your neighbors. I mean, that's so important. In fact, one of the things that happened when Rosa Parks died in Detroit on October 24th at 92, her funeral, because she'd lived in Detroit for so long and had been an aide to Congressman John Conyers from Detroit here, that her funeral, I don't know what it was like around you, but they carried all 7.5 hours of it on Detroit radio and television. Absolutely amazing. And it was wonderful to hear it. I mean, of course, there's a lot of repetition, but for once, and it was so, the contrast was so stark. You had 7.5 hours of people telling the truth about real important things, rather than hearing garbage and lies and nonsense and commercials. The funeral, the coverage of it, was the first time in the history of Detroit media that truth was spoken for any extended period of time. Absolutely amazing. All right, let's go to John in the Bronx. He's got some examples of good conservative actions. Good, because I was just condemning him to the hottest room in hell. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Pete.
Hi. Wait, start again. I think we missed the first part. Hi.
Oh, just saying hello.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, I've got a few examples of moments when conservatives actually did something socially constructive. They're rare and far and few in between in the timeline of history, but there's a few that I could think of. First and foremost, I think our first environmental president was actually a Republican conservative named Teddy Roosevelt.
There you go. Okay.
Who actually set aside, and if it weren't for him, it might not exist today, the preservation of many of our parklands, the Grand Canyon, for instance, and you know, many other parks that we take for granted nowadays that could have been bulldozed had it not been for the bully president's efforts.
All right, that's one. I mean, in some regard, I was talking about the major social questions of society. But listen, that's important. I mean,
that's
you're right. That could have all been
a progressive effort, anyway.
Absolutely.
He took up upon himself and was certainly a kind of a lone sheep at the time for doing it.
Okay, give me another.
I'm sorry?
Give me another, sure.
Okay. Another that comes to mind, and I guess he almost had no choice in the matter, and by the court was somewhat forced to do it, but President Eisenhower in 57 enforcing the integration at Little Rock High School in Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, and there's an, I bet you're going to, next person you're going to say is Nixon.
You got it. I'm
going, Nixon,
I'm going
the...
in chronological order here. You're on to me.
Clean Air Act.
Well,
I was just thinking of all the Clean Air Act and what have you. Well, you know, a lot of
And also the National Endowment of the Arts. Nixon's responsible for that.
You know, it really, and we're going to talk about bumper stickers in about 10 minutes on the program. You know, that ever see that kind of cheesy bumper sticker? Excuse me, if you've got it, anybody's got it on their car that says, if the people lead, the leaders will follow.
Right.
Well, of course, that always happens. Lyndon Johnson, who was a segregationist, because he was from the South, signed all this progressive racial legislation as well.
Yeah, that's actually an important distinction. I mean, you know, Democrats who are typically, or at least in the last 80, 90 years, associated with progressive efforts, we have to remember that the Democrats of the South, or the Dixie Democrats, were the ones, you know, adamantly opposed, including Zell Miller. You know, our recent, you know, liberal Bush buddy, he, you know, the folks like him opposed integration and civil rights measures.
As did some of the generally progressive in international affairs senators from the South, like William Fulbright and all of them. I mean, all of them had to give obeisance to segregation. Well, John, thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate you calling in. And yeah, I mean, okay, there's a few little things. And some of them turned out to be important. I mean, like the EPA and the Clean Air Act and what have you, things that now Bushko is trying to destroy. Most of those were forced upon them. And as I said, I guess I was looking at the major overall social issues that have marked our society. Hey, we're going to talk about bumper stickers. You think, wow, man, what's happening here? The question is, what happened to those Bush-Cheney bumper stickers? Dave Lindorf is going to join us from Philadelphia. He's a writer and has done some interesting books. I saw this essay on counterpunch.org. So we'll be right back, and I'm going to try to find out what kind of bumper stickers you got on your car as well. Peter Werby, in for Mike.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
A good news story from AliveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed a difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AliveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt.
debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
They stand for greed that's unrestrained by shame or hitting. They own the factory, the penthouse in the city. Lots of dollars. They concentrate the wealth and they disregard the squalor. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans. Maybe I can't stand those Republicans. I hate that old Republican Party.
Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe broadcasting for Mike here in Detroit, Michigan. And that was the Happy Tones from their CD, Play Politics, I Hate Republicans. They have a website. I don't think it works anymore, though, thehappytones.com. 866-303-2270. We're both celebrating the Rosa Parks anniversary. 50 years ago today, she said no and changed the world. And I was saying that the conservatives throughout America have always been on the wrong side of every social question. John from the Bronx called in and said, well, you know, there's a few things that they did, good individual acts. But in terms of the larger social questions that have marked American history, man, they have always been on the wrong side of things. And if you think about it, the things that he mentioned, for instance, Eisenhower and Little Rock, integration and Nixon, EPA and all that, everything, and Teddy Roosevelt and the parks, everything that those Republicans did, those few little incidents throughout history since, what, 1860 or whatever, Bushco are trying to reverse it. All right, we've got a guest in this hour, and his name is Dave Lindorf. Dave is an author. He's written Killing Time, an investigation into the death row case of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Actually, that would be appropriate to talk about, given what's happening with all these, maybe we can mention that, with all these executions scheduled. And also, he's got a new book of counterpunch columns titled This Can't Be Happening. You can see it all at thiscan'tbehappening.net, thiscan'tbehappening.net. Dave Lindorf, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Peter. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and you're in Philadelphia, right, Dave?
Right.
Okay. You wrote a column on November 30th at counterpunch.org. It says, what happened to those Bush-Cheney bumper stickers? So they've kind of disappeared from your neighborhood?
Yeah, I live in a suburb right north of Philly, which has voted Republican about half the time. About half the registered voters are Republican. And I was seeing the damn things all over the place a year ago and even a few months ago on all these SUVs that drive around here, and suddenly they've vanished. And I can't help but think that they've been pulled off deliberately. I suspect it's buyer's remorse or something like that. I mean, I still see lots of carry stickers on, so, and I don't think Democrats particularly have better glue.
No, I was thinking probably, I see a lot of carry stickers as well, and I think it's kind of, hey, we're still here, in your face. But I still do. I see W stickers from time to time, and I always feel like saying to them, haven't you heard the news?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I get the feeling that they have heard the news. The funny thing is, this column got me a lot of mail and from all over the country. And, you know, a lot of places, like somebody wrote from Detroit, somebody wrote from Oregon, somebody wrote from Arizona. A lot of these places, people wrote and said the same thing. They said they had noticed the same thing, and they were glad to hear somebody confirming that it wasn't just their community. A few places wrote and said, no, I see lots of them. And I noticed that where that seems to be the case is where it's extremely Republican sort of Bible Belt areas. And that would kind of bear out my theory that I think what Bush has really lost is the educated Republican, that, you know, the sort of suburban Republican. I mean, these people are kind of, I think, ashamed now to voted for these clowns.
Dave Lindorf, there used to be what they called yellow dog Democrats, that were, you know, sort of a Southern thing. They'd say if the Democrats,
yeah, especially Texas, I think,
yellow, if they put up a yellow dog, they'd vote for. Okay. We got to think of some name for the Republicans.
Oh, I thought of elephant turd Republicans.
Okay, we'll buy that one. So anybody that's still a Bush supporter, they're an elephant turd Republican.
Yeah, wow. They'd vote a turd into office.
They know. Did.
Yeah, they, okay, there you
well,
go.
Well, actually, they didn't. They really didn't. But they were able to, you know, snatch. I always say, you know, you always say by hook or by crook. That's how they got both elections, by hook and by crook.
Yeah, that seems increasingly the case.
What do you have any bumper stickers on your car?
I do. I got so fed up with the support our troops stickers that when I found one on the Veterans for Truth website that was for sale to support that group, and it says it has the yellow ribbon, but then it says bring them home now, which I thought was a great answer to this vacuous statement, support the troops.
So you've got one sticker on?
Yeah, actually I have two, because my daughter got one that said I wasn't using my civil liberties anyway.
That's good. You know, I have one that says, actually it's just black and white, that says, white lettering on a black background, that says, bring what does it say? Bring them home. Bring them? Is that what it says? I think. Oh, bring our troops home. Bring our troops home. That's what it says. Bring our troops home. Actually, on my website, if you can go to that website as well. So, tell us that one again. I think in some ways I'd almost rather people went there. What, the one you got your bumper sticker from?
Oh, Veterans for Truth.
Veteransfortruth.com or org, one or the other.
Oh, it would be a .com, yes.
Yeah, okay. Mine is Peter
.org.
.org. All right. Mine is peterwerby.com. What does that mean? I'm a commercial enterprise? I guess so. My last name is spelled W-E-R-B-E.com, so it's peterwerby.com.
And I hope you're making money on it.
Well, I am, but I'm turning it all over to Michigan Peace Action. So I sell them for a buck a piece, and, I've gone through, 70, 80, 90, 100, something like that. I don't know, but quite a bit. My wife keeps track of it all. Now, here, I'm going to step on some toes, not yours, because you only have two. But, you know, sometimes we see our good friends, our comrades in struggle, and they've got, like, 16 bumper stickers on the back of their car. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, there goes the resale value, for one thing, but...
Well, usually those cars don't have any resale value anyway.
You're right. So, but we're stepping on some toes, and I don't know, I guess it's people that feel so fervent, I think you and I can relate to that, but I don't know, I think that's an ineffective display. I think when people see that, it's like... when you're trying on shoes and you've got like 9 pair out in front of you, you know, there's just too many there.
Yeah, you sort of get the, I know what you mean. You see them right and left.
Yes.
You get these hate-filled right-wing cars that are just covered with American flags and then a lot of real bile. And then you get these left ones that have all kinds of, a lot of times it's environmentalists, or you see a lot with the abortion issue on mm-hmm. both sides.
Well, when you see the guys with these pickup trucks with the cabs, and they've got when I'll give up my gun when they pry my cold dead hand fingers from around or whatever. And sometimes I go up and I just they look over at me and I smile and they never smile back. I mean, they haven't seen my bumper sticker or anything like that. Their jaws, as we say in Detroit, their jaws are set. I mean, they
right,
are not
right.
humor-filled guys at all. I don't know if we can talk too much more about bumper stickers, although I'm curious when people call in at 866-303-2270 if they'll tell us how many bumper stickers, if any, they have in their car and what they say. But, all right, so...
I think it's like cats. You know, if you got more than 4 in the house, you have to start wondering about the person.
I know, but there's still someone who has 7 or 9 cats. You know that they're really nice people. They're not making good judgments, but their heart's in the right place.
That's true. That's
yes.
true. Cat
right.
people are good people, but you worry when there's too many cats in one house.
Listen, we're talking to hundreds of thousands of people, so out of that number, don't you think we probably hurt a lot of people's feelings? A few hundred, maybe?
I really love cats, and
okay,
I love
good.
Cat people. But there's a point at which you cross a line, and I think it happens with bumper stickers, too.
Okay. All right. Let's go on a little in your article, Dave Lindorf, that's at counterpunch.org for November 30th. What happened to those Bush-Cheney bumper stickers? So, this isn't, things aren't decided really on the basis of bumper stickers. Where's it all going in your estimation in terms of politics? I mean, the Democrats barely, they actually twitched. I mean, I thought this dead body was dead and gone, but there's been a twitch over the last couple of days.
Yeah, it is twitching. I think, for me, as not as someone who's particularly fond of Democrats, as you know, I do believe that you have to look at the Democrats differently than you look at Republicans. The Republicans are kind of like a Bolshevik party, there's sort of Democratic centralism. Once they decide on something in the party, everybody goes in lockstep. But the Democratic Party is a lot of things, and it includes some real crap. It includes people like Joe Lieberman, for God's sakes,
He hasn't switched parties yet? No, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, from my home state of Connecticut. And then it also includes people like Russ Feingold Maxine Waters or mm-hmm. Cynthia McKinney. There's really good people in the Democratic Party. And I think that one of the things that may come of the collapse of the war in Iraq and the collapse of the Bush presidency, which I think we're in the process of witnessing, is that this 2006 election could be interesting in a lot of races for Congress. And I think people make a mistake when they, and I don't know where you fall on this, but I think people make a mistake when they totally just write off anybody who runs as a Democrat, because there are some damn good people running.
There are, and actually, if I ever get around, I've had this story sitting here with a local guy, Tony Trupiano, a talk show colleague.
There's a good example. I just interviewed him for my book.
Did you? All right. Hey, we've got Alan in Miami waiting. He says he's got a funny bumper sticker story. All right, Alan, we'll be the judge of that. Let us have it. You're on the air.
All right. The situation is that when I got my car, it had one bumper sticker on, and I was very happy with it. It's one of those that says, "Stand Tall America," and you see, like, you know, the cartoon legs of Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Right? And so I knew it was going to be a problem to get it off, and it would screw up the paint. So I stuck another bumper sticker underneath it. So now when you read the two together, it says, "Stand Tall America, Vote Green Party."
No, that's good.
That's a good story. It's not funny, but it's a good story. All right, Alan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, sometimes if you get an old car, you don't want to take the bumper sticker off because you may find that it's covering a hole.
Or, you know, well, oh, I hadn't thought about that. I was thinking sometimes the paint underneath it is a different shade if it's real old. But you
that's
can get it off.
Too.
You get them off with a hairdryer. No, seriously. You know, you peel them off. They're plastic.
Melt the glue.
It sort of melts it all, and it comes off very nicely. And then if you get, like, a soft little pad and... You know, Mike Malloy, whose show this is, you've heard Mike, he would be thinking, they're talking on my talk show about how to get bumper stickers off of cars. Well, Mike, when the cat's away, the rats will play. All right. Let me see, what's kind of time? We got only about a minute left. You know, we were all these executions going on. Do you have like a 60-second summary on what's happening with Mumia Abu-Jamal, sentenced to death for a crime 20-something years ago, 25 years ago?
Since 1981, yeah.
Well,
1982 he was sentenced.
Okay, tell me quick, though.
Well, he is sort of in limbo. His case is before the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and... they haven't heard arguments yet.
Okay,
but
Dave,
could shake out any time now, really.
We're going to have to leave it at that. Dave Lindorf's been our guest. You can go to his website, thiscan'tbehappening.net. Dave Lindorf, thanks for joining me on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
Peter Werbe here with you. We'll be right back to get your calls, 866-303-2270, the Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SELO3 and the American Life Insurance Company. Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop-smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Up to the flying monkey ride, it's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, thank you very much. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike for the rest of this week. Mike, Kathy, we'll all be back on Monday. And we've been talking about, have conservatives ever done any one good thing? Have they always just stood in the way of progress? Well, yes, is the real answer. There's a few little incidents, a few little laws that they passed here and there. But the big questions in society, they've always been on the wrong side of progress, haven't they? Making this country more democratic, more equal, better. They're on the side of worse. All right. And also, we were talking with Dave Lindorf. He's the author of an article in we don't say in anymore, at counterpunch.org. What happened to those Bush-Cheney bumper stickers? Let's go to Maurice in Atlanta. Hey, Maurice, Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Doing great. You got bumper stickers on your car?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I like my car too much. However, what your previous guest mentioned is that up in his area, he's seeing a decline in the Bush-Cheney bumper stickers. Well, I'm still seeing a great deal of them here on the SUVs, and he also mentioned that Bush and Cheney may well be losing the educated Republicans, so that may well be indicative of the kind of Republicans we have down here in this area outside of Atlanta.
Well, they used to be the Democrats, didn't they, way back in the day?
Well, these were the Dixiecrats.
Exactly.
But these are, and you know, I figured out something, to be honest with you. I talk to my friends every now and then about it. But I think the key to Bush and what really was the strength of Bush was that he was sort of the walking embodiment that was a drawing a line in the sand to what we would consider progress, women gaining more equitable rights or equity in the workplace and in society, maybe minorities doing the same thing. And on and on and on, if you just think about what you consider a progressive society.
Sure.
I think he sort of embodied a line in the sand to that, to many of these people. And that's what really was the key to his ability to be elected the first time. Now, the second time was completely different, but I think that's what really got him over the top the first time with these kind of people.
Well, what got him over the first time, of course, was his dad's friend stealing the election for him. All right, thank you very much, Maurice. Let's stay in Atlanta and talk to Lynn, because John from the Bronx was saying that one of the good things that the Republicans had done is Eisenhower had brought the troops out to integrate Little Rock High in 1957. Lynn, you're on the air on the Mike Malloy Show. It's Peter Werbe with you.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, in some ways, I don't think that Eisenhower deserves a lot of credit for that. I mean, he wasn't a total jerk, but he certainly wasn't responsible for the push for integration.
No.
He just was stuck in a position where this thing had happened, and he was either going to do nothing or he was going to support what the law said, so he supported it. So I don't think you can give him, I mean, you have to give him credit for not being a jerk.
Yeah, well, that was the courts, anyways, that ordered that. And you think that the Brown v. Board of Education happened 3 years before that, and precious little had occurred to enforce that Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, and he had anti-Semites working for him and, you know, in the State Department, and he was doing terrible things in the Congo, and, you know. Anyway, so I don't think he deserves a lot of credit. And I do think that Teddy Roosevelt deserves credit, though, because he really did have a love of nature, and I think he really did push for national parks, and that was something coming out of him. It wasn't other people pushing him to do it.
And we think now, just think of Bushco just trying to undo all of that. Thank you, Lynn. Thanks for calling the show. We're going to take a break. We've got our Nation Minute, and we're going to have our news at the top of the hour. Then we'll be back with another hour of the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe here with you. And, man, we've got so much to talk about. And remember, one of the things I did want to talk about is our resistance, our rebellion, and our progress. So more on that when we come back on Air America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I've been doing these commentaries for over a year. In that time, George Bush has gone from winning re-election to seeing his approval ratings fall below Michael Jackson's. And 6 out of 10 Americans now say they believe he deliberately misled the nation into the Iraq War. Now the bad news. I'm taking a break and won't be doing these spots for a few months. So here are some predictions about what I'll be missing. I see Bush next January delivering a major speech in which he declares progress is being made in Iraq, and he really, really, really has a plan for victory. I see Dick Cheney, in the face of congressional opposition to torture, pushing for what he calls enhanced interrogation methods. I see the Jack Abramoff scandal spreading, but Congress passing no real lobbying reform. And finally, I see Tom DeLay sponsoring legislation that allows convicted felons to serve in Congress. And I'll see you soon. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Activists demanding urgent action on global warming are planning to take to the streets on Saturday across the U.S. and around the world with hybrid car parades, parties, and marches. The demonstrations are planned to coincide with a 10-day United Nations Climate Change Conference being held in Montreal. The Bush administration has been criticized for refusing to sign on to international agreements that cap industrial emissions. The largest protests are expected to take place in Montreal on Saturday, but other actions planned in more than 30 countries and in about 40 cities around the U.S. In Washington, drivers of hybrid cars plan to rally around the White House. Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha is predicting most American troops will leave Iraq within a year. Congressman Murtha says the Army is, quote, broken and worn out. He adds the Pennsylvania National Guard is stretched so thin it won't be able to send fully equipped units to Iraq next year. The Democratic congressman has emerged as an outspoken critic of the war in Iraq after voting 2 years ago to authorize Bush to go to war. 2 weeks ago, the Democrat and Vietnam War veteran called for U.S. troops to leave Iraq now. The battle over anthrax inoculations for the military is continuing. The Bush administration is asking a federal appeals court to reinstate mandatory inoculations for many military personnel. Those vaccinations were suspended after a federal judge found problems with the way the Food and Drug Administration approved the drug. Meanwhile, a lawyer for soldiers who refused those shots says the vaccine was never intended for the purpose the Pentagon is using it. Labels for the vaccine say it is for individuals with a high risk of exposure to anthrax, such as veterinarians and certain industrial workers. But over 1 million U.S. troops have been vaccinated against anthrax in six-shot regimens that were done since 1998. Hundreds of service members have been punished or discharged for refusing to take the vaccination. The Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans is open, the worst-hit section of the Crescent City. Welcome back some residents today. They're being allowed in just to collect belongings for the day. One couple returned to their home for the first time since Katrina and found the house sitting in the front yard 3 feet off its foundation. It is called the Secure Border Initiative, and Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is hoping it'll do just that, secure America's borders, he says. Chertoff says the way the U.S. deals with illegal immigrants will change dramatically. He says officials are moving from a policy of catch and release to one of catch and remove. The effort, he says, will include increased border patrol agents, more beds for detained immigrants, streamlined removal and deterrence. Homeland Security hopes to send illegal immigrants back to their home countries at the same rates they're arriving. This is Air America Radio News.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Hey, Truth Seekers, this is Mike Malloy. Please join my good friend Peter Werby for a week of fun and frivolity with the Flying Monkey Ride. I'll be back on Monday, so until then, have a great week. Hit the malls and watch your back.
Thank you, Mike. Peter Werby here, broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan, 866-303-2270. This is our second hour. Let me bring you up to speed. If this is actually a subject of the show, I wanted to talk about us rather than them. And what a problem, of course, they've made of the world and for the world itself, for all its people, all its critters, the land, the air, the sea, everything. And we talk a lot about them, and well, we should. Because with them in control, things are quickly going down the drain, aren't they? I said I'd like to talk about us some, and I won't recap everything I said, but I kind of had this little phrase about we're going to talk about our resistance, rebellion, and progress, the progress we've made for justice, for equality, for fairness, for environmental sensibility, all of that, and how we've had to fight ever since the political state arose. And we're kind of on a defensive right now, there's no doubt about it. But we're gathering our forces. Great numbers of people have finally had the blinders ripped off their eyes. I mean, this Bushco, I mean, is so blatant. I mean, they are so arrogant that they just thought they could say or do anything. They have so little respect for the intelligence of the average person that they thought they could just rob us blind, start wars, do everything possible to that on one hand is just half crazy. I mean, it's just pathology on one side of it all. The greed, the environmental destruction, the war. But on the other hand, it has some cockamamie, logic to it. And that is to loot the middle class and the working class, the worldwide, and the poor, of course, when we're talking worldwide, all for the benefit of this small elite. And they bring some real stupidos along with them. I mean, people that are, that are with the 95% of those below the ruling elite that for some reason or other, and you need to put them on a psychiatric couch to figure out why, support people that laugh at them, that wouldn't let them in their back door, and they say, well, yes, I support George Bush, I support these policies. All right, so we were also talking about the fact this is the 50th anniversary of the Rosa Parks refusal, an act that began to change American history. And, of course, this was another focal point in American history where the conservatives stood against change for justice. And I said they had done this all throughout history, that there was nothing that I could think of where conservatives did anything other than impede the progress towards the values that are put forth in the American Foundation documents. And it's been a tough struggle, but they've always been on the other side. And people have suggested a couple things that Republicans have done, Teddy Roosevelt and Parks, Eisenhower at Little Rock, and some things that Nixon, while he was killing millions in Vietnam, passed, like the EPA and all that. We're also talking about bumper stickers. They're asking you what bumper stickers you have on your car. Here, Jack writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. He's in Livingston, Montana. He says, I drive around with a Bush must go and a bring our troops. I drive around with a Bush must go and also a bring our troops home bumper sticker, one I got from you. No problem yet. Also, at a bar I go to, I see a guy's car that says, nuke their ass, then take their gas, bumper sticker. This guy is dumb as a box of rocks. He must be. He must be. Out there in Livingston, Montana, I wanted to go see my friend Elwood in Livingston. If you live there, Jack, you must know Elwood, I assume. Okay? Let's see. Oh, I'm stealing this as well. This is from Gary. And if you want, put your town and state on. I'm just always curious. If you write into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And Gary says, if it wasn't for the resistance of the so-called conservatives, the movement towards social progress would be too diffuse to be effective. The cons serve to focus the opposition to injustice, oppression, and concentration of economic power. You know, it was what I was going to steal. That's good. It's a good thought. But I still think we'd do better without them. Because if it wasn't for these greed heads and these aggressive, testosterone-poisoned guys, that have created problems all throughout human history and history. I mean, remember, a lot of it before history was matriarchal, matrilineal, and all that stuff. So the women were in charge. Things weren't quite as bad. In fact, I don't think they were as bad at all. But he says, this is what I'm going to steal, Gary. Instead of conservatives, he calls them self-servatives. But maybe you've heard that. Maybe he stole that from someone. Self-servatives. Because that's all they are. You know, they have no sense of that human quality, of that very human quality of empathy, connection, right? I mean, sometimes they do, I like white, then their ethnic group or something like that, or it's me and my family, nobody else. So, I mean, they have a little bit of a capacity for unity with other people, but not in the grand scheme of things. And that's one of the things that that makes the world so bad to live in, because if you can't empathize with everyone, what the hell? I mean, this is also World AIDS Day. And if you got millions of people dying in Africa, they don't care. What the hell? If you got tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians being killed by American troops because we're trying to liberate them, they don't care. I mean, they might care deeply about the fact that American troops are being killed and grievously wounded. But the fact that, you hear them all the time if you listen to any of these right-wing shows. They laugh. They laugh when there's kidnappings. If they're kidnapping of American peacemakers, like it just occurred, maybe talk about that a little later. Or they laugh when these tortures come out. Oh, it's just like a little prank, isn't it? Let's go to Clay in New York. Clay, it's Peter Werby sitting in for Mike Malloy. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Peter.
How you doing?
Hi. Yeah, that lady who called from Atlanta earlier, she should have mentioned someone other than Teddy Roosevelt. He has a very bad record.
He does.
A racist.
Yeah, he was.
Roosevelt.
He was a terrible racist, but he did. He was the National Parks guy.
All right. Now, you asked about conservatives here, right?
Yeah.
All right, 1959, Vice President Nixon. Introduces the paperwork for affirmative action, which he issues in 1973 when he becomes president.
59? How could he do it as vice president?
He was vice president in 59.
Yeah, but you can't do anything up until Cheney.
He was on the committee of government contracts because, mm-hmm. unlike your caller, what she was saying, Eisenhower was working, well, maybe not hard enough, but at least he was doing something to try to even the playing field between African Americans in this country and white Americans.
Yeah, you got to remember too that that an attack on segregation wound up to essentially be an attack on the Democratic Party. So I was surprised that the Republicans didn't do more during the 50s.
When you see down in Alabama, who do you see spraying those hoses on people walking on the street? Those aren't Republicans.
No, they're Democrats. That's what I mean. So was Wallace. So was Faubus. So was every racist governor and police chief and KKKer. Yeah, absolutely. They were conservatives. Hey, all right, Clay, thank you very much. Appreciate your call. I forgot to ask about bumper stickers. Here's Will in Michigan. Will, how you doing? Hey, Will, you with me?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Peter.
Sure. You got any bumper stickers on your car?
Yeah, well, actually, I have a device called a bumper banner. It's basically a clear plastic sleeve that you can where you can print anything you want on regular paper and slide it in there.
Have we talked before?
Yeah, I believe we
On my Detroit show, maybe. Go ahead.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. So you got kind of like a signage arrangement there.
It's, like I said, it's a clear plastic sleeve that attaches to your bumper with Velcro.
Did you make it, or is this a commercial product?
It's a commercial product. I advertise it on my blog.
Oh, you put them out there.
Well, I don't sell it. I just advertise
okay.
it.
Okay. And what does yours say? What do you have in your?
Well, right now it's like I said, you can change it anytime you want. But right now mine says, "If you support Bush's war, why are you still here? Shut up and ship out."
There you go. There you go. All right. Thank you, Will. Wait a minute. What's your blog? Tell me your blog. Ooh, we lost him. Sorry, my fault. No, that was my fault. Sometimes when it sounds like I'm talking to myself, I'm actually talking to our producer in our New York studios. But maybe we'll call back and we'll give your blog address as well. Here's Kathy in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks for calling 866-303-2270. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I'm well over 65.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it all,
okay.
Really, it all. My bumper sticker says, "The only Bush I touch is my own."
Whoa. That's pretty raw, Kathy.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Let's see. Let's go to Nathan in Vancouver, Washington. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Hey, Nathan, what's up?
Hey, Peter, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Okay, I got something completely off the subject here, bumper stickers.
You got any bumper stickers on your car?
I do not, no.
That's okay. Most people don't.
No bumper stickers.
Yeah.
But I was listening to Scarborough Country tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And they were talking about the oil and the profiteering from it, okay?
Yeah.
So my point is, and especially with all these people listening, if we all got together and tracked the money, because we always tell 90% of the story, but to get to the point, we leave off the end of it. And the end of it is show the money, track the money. And how afraid are people to do that, to expose Halliburton? How connected is Bush to the oil, to the Saudis, et cetera, et cetera? How scared are we to actually do that?
You got it. All right. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I'm sort of perplexed why we haven't gone to break yet. I'm looking here, we'll keep on going until I hear the music. There you go. There it is. All right, we'll be right back. And, Nathan, if you thought that was bad, I got a story about a CEO from a guy that's made a fortune off of bulletproof vests. You know, those ones that not too many of our guys have? Peter Werby, right back with you on the Mike Malloy Show.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that liked criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy Malloy, Mike and Kathy, off for the week. Peter Werbe here with you on Air America Radio Network, The Mike Malloy Show. And we let a few from the flying monkey ride in every once in a while. Mike does every once in a while, then he eats them alive. I cut off Will from Michigan, and he was going to tell us his blog site where you could get this. Describe it again, Will. It's this little signage deal on the, you can put on the back of your car, and you slip a sign
in. Bumper banner.
Bumper banner. Okay, what's your blog site?
My blog is 1.angrypatriot.us.
Now, is it like the numeral one or?
No, it's spelled out.
So it's 1angrypatriot.
1.angrypatriot.us.
Okay.
Instead of www, you type O-N-E.
I got it. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. And let's see. We got to go to San Francisco and talk to David. Hi, David. Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, how are you, Peter? I haven't spoken with you in a long time. I was always wondering why you never got snapped up by Air America from IE, but still good to hear you on once in a while.
Well, thank you, David. I do remember you from the old IE America radio network back in the day. It seems like so long ago. It was really like 2000 to 2003, wasn't it? You got any bumper stickers on your car?
Well, actually, even before Bush came into office, I had a whole when his old man was so-called president, I had made a mess of impeached Bush buttons recycled them on the very day he got inaugurated in. In fact, I was passing them out and selling them real quick and hot during the that interim when the Supreme Court was trying to decide who was going to be this new president. So.
Wait a minute, you were already there with impeach Bush stickers?
Well, buttons? They were buttons, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've gone through thousands of them. I can proudly say that guy has paid for my lunch so many times, I can't tell you. And as a matter of fact, I made them. I was working a lot with the homeless at the time his old man was president, and I made a number of different buttons and did them. Out here, we've got these, it's called the Street Sheet. There are a number of different homeless newspapers.
Sure.
And the homeless grab 50 papers every morning or so and sell the papers. And they, you know, it helps give them the social skills to interact. And, you know, with any luck, then they're going to be able to, you know, get comfortable with dealing with people. They won't, when you become homeless, you lose your privacy and you become pretty psychologically tormented.
You know, one thing, though, David, it occurs to me, I think that's wonderful, and I always buy those papers, and I'm glad people get a little chance to get some dignity rather than having to beg. But what's happening is the homeless and the poor are turning into a permanent institution in Bush's America. Thank you, David. Thanks for joining us, and glad you're rejoined us after a couple of years since we last talked. Here's Aram in Tucson, Arizona. Am I saying your name correctly?
No, you're not. It's Aram.
Aram, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had two choices. I took the wrong one. Go ahead.
It's okay. I'm used to it. I'm 27. I'm used to it by now.
Okay.
This is actually going to be a little bit long, so if there a way that I can, you know, run it into the next after the break and everything, because I was going to talk about two things, but as you're talking, you brought up Theodore Roosevelt, and I'm sorry, I have to disagree with the person from the Bronx. Theodore Roosevelt was no conservative. He might have been a racist. He was no conservative. He was considered one of the three progressive presidents, along with Taft, who was not progressive, and Wilson, who definitely was. Roosevelt did trust busting. Roosevelt broke up monopolies. Roosevelt supported unions. He was not a conservative. A conservative was William McKinley. A conservative was Benjamin Harrison, Rutherford Hayes, Grant. Those were conservatives, and they did absolutely nothing.
Okay. All right. In fact, you know, the opposite of what you wanted, we've got a guest at 34 minutes after the hour, so you got about 60 seconds more. Go ahead.
Also, I can pretty much tell you where those W stickers are going. They're ending up with toilet paper, spitballs, landfill compartments. I mean, I live in Freeperville. I live in the northwest part of Tucson. I live in Freeperland, where everybody votes Republican. This is Jim Colby's district, solid Republican, and I don't see that many W stickers anymore. I actually have one on the back of my car, which I really debated to put on there. It's just advertising a website that I'm part of, democraticunderground.com.
Yeah.
The only bumper sticker I have.
Well, that's a great one, too, Aram. All right, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. Got to blow you off a little earlier than I'm sure you would have liked to. We've got a guest coming up at 34 minutes after the hour. It's Paul Krasner. I hope a lot of you remember him. He was the editor of a publication called The Realist from 1958 to 2001. He's got a brand new book out. Peter Werby on The Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network.
This is The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coracetin HBP has surprising news for you.
The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracetin HBP. Use as directed.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50-0 reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere, all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your Office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
First they went and stole the election. The Supreme Court made the selection. The corporations gave the direction. They said, "Bush it." Went and hired his daddy's staff and a few guys from Nixon's just for a laugh. Now the world is his oyster, split in half. Push it. Though he'd never been to a foreign land, had a map of the world he'd never understand. Right up his back with the puppeteer's hand. Push it.
That's my friend Daryl Cherney on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike. You can go to DarylCherney.com, DarylCherney.com. That's Bush It. Joining me in California, another old friend of mine, Paul Krasner. Paul Krasner, the author of a brand new collection of his essays, One Hand Jerking, Reports from an Investigative Satirist. And Paul has gotten lots of honors, in fact, kind of diverse ones. One came from Playboy for satire, and another one from the Feminist Party Media Workshop for journalism. Paul Krasner, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, nice to hear your voice.
Hey, one of the things we were talking about is bumper stickers. You got any bumper stickers on your car? You got a car?
Yeah, I don't drive, but my wife drives, and we don't have bumper stickers. But if we did, it would say, I believe in an intelligent designer, but there was no warranty.
That's right. Well, your brand-new collection of essays, One Hand Jerking, Reports from an Investigative Satirist, isn't it, and this is not with a Y, this is like satire, is it getting harder and harder to do satire? I mean, doesn't reality kind of trump satire?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for decades, reality has been nipping at the heels of satire and occasionally surpasses it. The most recent example was when, this wasn't a stand-up comic who said this, this was a serious creationist who said, that there was a pair of dinosaurs on Noah's Ark.
Well, that takes care of one of their contradictions, doesn't it?
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, it's a new TV series, Cognitive Dissonance in Action.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one of the things we were talking about tonight, I was in my little cheat sheet here. Oh, well, I have to rely on my memory. It was something like resistance, rebellion, and progress. And satire has always been a weapon in the hands of the dispossessed, the people out of power. And they would get so upset at satirists. I mean, sometimes putting them in jail, offing their heads. But now you can say almost anything. In fact, I wouldn't put the qualifier in there. You can say anything. You can show anything. Do you think satire is losing its power?
Well, it's not that. I just was in Las Vegas for 3 days last weekend, covering the first annual comedy festival for The Nation magazine, and they could say anything. It's true, because you know, ever since Lenny Bruce got arrested, ostensibly for obscenity, but really for having political and religious leaders as his satirical targets. So nobody gets busted for it now. You know, Bill Maher lost his ABC show of Politically Incorrect because he was living up to the title of his program. But, you know, otherwise comedians are getting in much trouble these days. So they can say anything they want, but a lot of what passes for satire is name-calling, you know, or getting a laugh on, you know, the so-called profanity that Lenny Bruce used. He always made it a point not to use that to get the laugh. But now you see, even on the shows that get bleeped out, the audience is laughing as much as, oh, he used a dirty word, as whatever context it's in.
Now, I don't understand that, because one of the reasons that they use those words is because they say that's what we use in our private lives. So if people hear that every day, why do they find it so titillating? I don't get it.
Well, because it's the comedians hear it every day in their lives, so they just project outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's a there's different kinds of humor now, you know, and so instead of having Ellen DeGeneres as an easy joke reference, they'll have Karl Rove. An example is, what's his name, Triumph, the insult comic dog, or the comic insult dog, whatever he is, has a line, and he says, what is Karl Rove's favorite breakfast? And the answer is bagel with a smear.
Okay.
So, you know, so he's another...
That's cute.
That's
cute, but not beyond cute, eh?
Oh, right. It's not... That's my point. You know, it's not passing along some brilliant insight. It's just a play on words. But, a point I made in the article was that... when Lenny was getting busted over and over again, you know, that was back then, and he was a lone voice, and now irreverence has become an industry.
Well, it has. Paul Krasner, when you were out in Vegas covering this for The Nation, were you happy with the state of comedy, or do you think that the grand age of comedy maybe has passed us by?
I'd rather see bad comedy than good violence.
There you go.
But, you know, it was... I think, in fact, in times of repression, there's more need for irreverence toward the those in power who are responsible for that repression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you see the movie The Aristocrats?
I not only saw The Aristocrats, I was in it.
Oh, that's right. What a memory I don't have.
There's a lot of people's names to memorize there.
Yeah,
and they made the mistake of not identifying them when they came on screen, instead waiting until the end.
The end, but I did recognize you. Yeah, that's right. My wife said, there's Paul Krasner.
The funny thing about that interview took place in Venice Beach in a very funky hotel. I didn't see rats and mice running around the room, but it wasn't a five-star hotel. And the name of that hotel was the Cadillac.
Yeah.
And so to me that was a perfect example of what The Aristocrats was about, just but in a larger perception than the joke itself, which was that there's constantly in all aspects of life this tendency to want to have something that's relatively low grade and embellish it and make it look just by giving it a name, hence the irony.
Well, you may have seen the ads for it, for The Aristocrats, and it said that, you learn what the joke is immediately. This family comes in to a talent agent, and I won't tell the whole thing, but I certainly won't give the details, and then they perform for this agent the most disgusting sexual acts you can imagine, and the talent in all of this is, how gross can you be? And then at the end the talent agent says, what do you call yourself? And they say, The Aristocrats. And A.O. Scott, writing in the New York Times, said about it that the ad for it, which said no sex, no violence, unspeakable language, And he said, well, that's not true. They just said all that out on a movie screen, and it hardly caused a blip in the public consciousness.
Well, you know, I interviewed Paul Provenza, the co-producer and the director of The Aristocrats, on opening night at a theater that was in Palm Desert, which is as if it were a retirement village. And so there were a lot of elderly people in the audience. And so Provenza introduced it by saying, as if he were warning them, you know, saying, now there's a lot of foul language in here, and there's incest and scatology, and he's going on and on with bestiality. And somebody in the audience called out, that's why we're here.
You know, it's funny. I'd never heard that joke before, and they said it was sort of a comedian's joke because it was a joke, of course, that never could be told publicly, but we all boundaries have kind of dropped, haven't they? I mean, you couldn't show that on mainstream television, but I guess you could show it on cable, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's the taboos people took for granted years ago. I mean, that, you know, thinking that there would never that it would always be that way. They've been exploded one after another. I mean, because everything evolves, including the life and death of taboos.
Mm-hmm. Actually, got for your brand new collection of essays, One Hand Jerking: Reports from an Investigative Satirist. You've got a nice introduction by Lewis Black from The Daily Show, who turns out to be quite a liberal. I think he's like on the Nation website, or maybe it's the Air America website. I don't know. And also Harry Shearer from The Simpsons. What does he do on The Simpsons? What does Shearer do on The Simpsons?
Oh, well, he does. Let's see. He does the principal, Mr. Skinner. He does, who else does Harry do? Let's see, all of a sudden.
Mr. Burns. Hey, Paul, we're complete.
He not only does Mr. Burns, but he also does Smithers. And
wow.
So when they talk back and forth, Harry does one voice and effort and switches to another and then back to the other.
Wow. Paul Krasner, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us.
All right.
I appreciate it. Don't forget
to mention my website, paulkrasner.com.
You just did. Thank you so much for being on our show. Bye-bye now. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old, and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor, and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werbe sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Mom and Dad, last month a girl in Lincoln, Rhode Island sent me a letter. It began, "Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know, please send me a letter. P.S. Kiss my ass. Dick is a killer." It began the end of June in the Casablanca. Vice President Cheney, he showed the way. Terrified and innocent, the desire growing stronger, submitting to the whim of one brutal man. I feel free, I feel free, I feel free, I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free. Last August the 11th, on the deck of the Caribbean Pacific, I gave you my complete commitment, and it is right. I love you, and I do not want to lose you. My purposes are just and true. Activity is increasing, and Dick is on the rise. By executive order, on the mantle aboard the Starship Enterprise.
Well, I got to take that down because he starts talking real bad on that. He does. He does indeed. George W. himself. That's his voice. It is indeed. Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show. 866-303-2270. I actually tried to plan this whole show with some coherence. Of course, with me, ADD me, it has kind of gone in every which way. By the way, Dick is a killer, and I had somewhere an edited version of that. I mean, he really says starts saying the F word. I mean, yeah, George himself, you can hear it right on this song. You can go to thepartyparty.com, thepartyparty.com. It's also on my website, peterwerbe.com, PETERWERBE.com. PeterWerbe.com, and then on the right, I think that says Songs of something like Social Justice, and also the Daryl Cherney song I played earlier. We've been talking some about bumper stickers. Let's go to Ryan in Atlanta. Hey, Ryan, it's Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. How you doing?
Hi, how's it going?
You got bumper stickers on your car?
Oh, yes, and you know Atlanta. It's like evenly divided liberal and conservative. But anyway, I just... I have one. I actually got it at the anti-war rally in Washington in September, and it's a big sign in the back of my window that says, impeachbush.org.
Okay.
And I love it. It's so funny because, I mean, I get such a rise out of people from that. Sometimes people, like, stop and, like, cheer, especially people in Acuras for some reason. And then other times I get, you know, people flipping me off and everything. Another one I have is the one that says, I hated Bush before it was cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I like
that's
that.
That's my favorite, yeah.
Wait a minute now. Ryan, do you have more than two?
I have three.
Okay.
I actually
you're
have.
Heading out. You're heading out to the. You know that happens. People do that with lots of things. They're just going to do one and maybe two.
Oh okay. No, I can't go. Have you ever been to CafePress.com?
No. Oh yeah. Where you can virtually make your own and sell them.
You can make your own, and I mean to tell you, they have everything.
They do.
You know, it's just everything. Like keep your church away from my state, and all kind of really good ones. But also this other one I bought just right around Katrina time, just after Katrina. It said Bush played guitar, and then underneath it says New Orleans drowned.
Wow.
Because I think that's what like has turned the tide with so many people.
You know, it really has, Ryan. I was listening to a report on National Public Radio, and they had all these Republicans that were turning against Bush, and every one of them mentioned Katrina. Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate your call. Thanks for joining us. Norman in Miami. Hey, Norman, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Peter. Your original question was about conservatives and liberal.
Right.
I'm 80 years old. I'm a lifelong liberal, devout, persistent, unapologetic.
Great.
And when part of your question is what have the conservatives ever done for this country, most of your listeners aren't old enough to know that everything in this country, starting with Social Security, 40-hour work week, child labor laws, Medicare, were brought by liberals opposed by the conservatives, the Republicans, and it would do well if people on the air like you were to go back and check the voting records on all these important issues, and you'll find that the Democrats, the liberals, voted 100% for them, and the so-called conservatives opposed them, and now they're trying to repeal them by starving the beast.
Yeah, that's their word for it, right. The beast is that which feeds and
what's
helps
that?
And assists the least fortunate among us. Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Norman. I appreciate it. Let's see if we can real quickly... Ooh, this might be tough. Let's hold Herb over because if it's a story, we just got a minute left or something. Here's Shanti in Fresno, California. It's Peter Werby on the
Thank
Mike Malloy
Peter.
Show. Hi.
Thank you, Peter. I'm 81 years old. I'm a day older than the last guy.
Yeah.
I remember all of this good stuff, too, and I sure don't want to lose it. I drive around in my wheelchair, and I've got about 30 bumper stickers hanging down the back of my chair and on both sides of it, and a great big peace sign that I carry above my head.
Really?
And it's all about peace and liberalism, and the best one of all, I think, I've got a big one that says Air America 790 AM.
Oh, isn't that
doing
swell?
My best to piss off the radical right.
Hey, you know what? That ought to be a bumper sticker. In fact, I think I've seen that.
It is a bumper sticker.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
I think my daughter got it for me somewhere online.
And
all over the streets in Fresno in my wheelchair, and I get a lot more positive responses than I do negative.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. Well,
yeah.
Good. You keep on pushing.
And
literally.
Thank you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Shanti. I had a bumper sticker that said, Bush lied, people died, right at the beginning of the war. And I was always worried, man, something going to happen to my car or something like that. Nothing ever did. In fact, I used to get notes under my windshield, where can I get this bumper sticker? And so I started carrying them. So people would roll up to me and say, man, can I get that bumper sticker? All right, we're going to take a break, our top of the hour break, get you some news and some information, and then we'll be back with hour number three of the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Peter Werby, sitting in for him on the Air America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Musicians and anyone with a musician on your gift list, the holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for new gear, exclusive deals, and massive holiday savings of 67 up to 80% off and more. It's Guitar Center's holiday gear run savings event. Save on guitar packs to keyboards, mics to mixers, drum kits to recording software, all at the guaranteed lowest price in the nation. Plus, Guitar Center's gift cards make it easy. Guitar Center's holiday gear run. Shop early, save more. Don't miss it.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is joining Representative John Murtha of Pennsylvania in calling for a quick withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq. The California Democrat has been one of President Bush's most vocal opponents on the war.
The president has dug us into a deep hole in Iraq. It is time for him to stop digging.
The Pentagon reports three U.S. troops were killed in Iraq this week, bringing November's death toll to at least 84. Now that he's recovering from the minor injuries he suffered in an accident in Iraq, Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Tim Murphy is talking about his discussion with U.S. troops in the country. Murphy says he discussed with soldiers the call by Congressman Murtha to withdraw U.S. forces from Iraq immediately.
They knew what was being said, and many of the soldiers are just very vocal, saying that's the wrong thing to just set a timetable. Certainly set criteria, certainly work towards helping the Iraqis establish their own government and helping the Iraqis establish their own security, but not just saying the clock is ticking and we're leaving at this given time.
Murphy says Americans should support Iraqis while the country attempts to put together its new democracy, saying, quote, they've come quite a ways in 1 year. A Florida jury has recommended the death penalty for Joseph Smith, convicted of the kidnapping, rape, and murder of 11-year-old Carly Brucia. The trial judge is not obligated to follow the jury's recommendation that Smith be put to death. Europe's first female suicide bomber was a Belgian woman who converted to Islam. She carried out a suicide attack in Baghdad last month, according to Belgian prosecutors. Nina Maria Potts reports from Brussels.
Belgian authorities say they want to dismantle a network of Islamic militants sending suicide attackers to Iraq. In a series of raids, Belgian police arrested 14 people in total. 9 of them are thought to be Belgian, 3 Moroccan, and 2 Tunisian. Belgium's federal prosecutor has confirmed that a Belgian-born woman was responsible for a suicide attack in Baghdad on the 9th of November. She's thought to have been born in Belgium. She reportedly converted to Islam after marrying a Muslim radical. Her husband is believed to have been killed in Iraq. Media reports here say the woman's Belgian passport was found on her body after the attack on a U.S. military convoy. Nina Maria Potts, Brussels.
Los Angeles District Attorney Steve Cooley says the execution of Crips co-founder Stanley Tukey Williams should go forward on December 13th. Williams' attorney filed a petition for clemency for his client, who has been in prison for the past 25 years after being convicted on multiple murder charges. Thursday was World AIDS Day, and President Bush used the occasion to tout how much his administration has done to combat the disease. In a White House speech, he said efforts in the U.S. has helped hundreds of thousands of people in sub-Saharan Africa get treatment. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
...won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Hi, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here. Tune in tonight as Peter Werby sits in for me while I'm spending the week at a happy place, sipping a cocktail, snuggling with my family, far, far away from the flying monkey right. I'll be back next Monday, rested, relaxed, and ready to get depressed all over again. In the meantime, listen to my good friend, Peter Werby.
Thank you very much, Mike. Peter Werby here, broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. Our phone number is 866-303-2270. This is our third and final hour. We've been giving recognition to the fact this is the 50th anniversary of Rosa Parks' heroic decision to be a human being. And I said right at the beginning of the show, although nothing can take away from her, her act of courage. She was part of a community that had planned to challenge this beastly system of segregation that had existed for so long in this country. And that is our salvation as a people and as a philosophy and as a culture, that we have to come together. We have to come together face to face as well. Internet's good, radio's good, TV sucks, useless, turn it off, I say. It's up to you. That's a little presumptuous, I know, but that's what I think about television. But when we've gotten what we need to know through the radio, when we've gotten what we want to see and learn through the internet, time to get out into our communities. I know, and I said this earlier as well, some of you are completely isolated, And I appreciate that, that radio and the internet is your salvation. Some of us, though, we've got co-thinkers, people with the same kind of grievances and the same kind of visions as we have, right down the block from us, maybe our next-door neighbor. One of the things that, and World AIDS Day, I mean, this is just absolutely amazing that this disease has been allowed to be as rampant as it has. And it's all, again, part of the maldistribution of wealth throughout the world. Anne Louise Colgan, who's the Director of Policy Analysts and Communications at Africa Action, said, in Africa, where more than 25 million people are living with HIV/AIDS across access to antiretroviral treatment is a matter of life and death, but the prices charged by pharmaceutical companies and the policies pursued by the rich countries at their behest continue to keep life-saving treatment out of the reach for those most affected by HIV and AIDS. So this is Murder Incorporated. That was the hit squad for the old mafia back in the 30s and the 40s. Pardon me. But now people are condemned to death because they do not have enough money. Now, we kind of take that for granted, that there's fortunate people like us in the first world, and then there's all those unfortunates in the third world, and that's just kind of the way it is, right? But it's not. It's structured like that into an international economic and political system that ensures that there are very, very, very wealthy people that control everything, in fact, have enough money in their pockets, or at least in their cyber accounts, to end all of that, to provide these drugs that are needed for people suffering from this plague and ending their misery. Instead, they intend to just keep it, don't they? Well, that's the challenge. Now, one other thing, and we'll go back to our phones, Bush was now all of a sudden realizing, well, I mean, essentially the speech yesterday was a surrender speech, not a victory speech, and they want to get out big time. And more, we hear John Murtha's talk now about an army that's falling apart, and he undoubtedly is doing so at behest of people within the Pentagon. This occurred at the end of the Vietnam War. Nixon said, I will not be the first American president to preside over a losing war. He was, but the main thing he was going to lose if he didn't withdraw when he did was the army, which was in a state of collapse. Now, the United States Army in Iraq is not at that point yet, but as Murtha pointed out today, it's not in good shape. All right, but Bush, in his speech, called for patience, and here's who does have patience. David H. Brooks, he's the CEO of DHB Industries, and he made gossip columns today for throwing his daughter a lavish bat mitzvah in Manhattan on November 26th with the entertainment provided by Aerosmith, 50 Cent, Kenny G, and other stars performing. He spent $10 million on this. That's right. He's the maker of the recalled body armor he's providing to the troops and didn't work well enough. His increase since Bush Co., and this is the racket, this is government now as a 100% racket, that his increase in his income between 2001 and 2004, Bush Co. era, was 13,349%. You know how you and me, we get 2 and 3%? If we're lucky, 4% over the term of a contract. This man, David Brooks, got 13,349% increase in there. The company saw its stock price soar after it won a military contract for bulletproof vests. After Brooks sold stock worth $186 million, the Marine Corps recalled over 5,000 vests because of concerns about their effectiveness. The SEC is still investigating the stock sale. Now, Sarah Anderson, I have interviewed her before. The Institute for Policy Studies says it is shocking to see a guy who has no shame like this. He may be the world champion war profiteer. The shareholders are up in arms over the defective equipment. The military is up in arms, and he's out partying to the extent of $10 million, where he hires Aerosmith, 50 Cent, and Kenny G to play at it. This is so repulsive. Here's who's not very patient. Bush has called for patience. The four Marines who were killed today, two killed in combat, two others were killed by gunshot wound after another firefight yesterday, and another unspecified. Here also, who has no patience, two of America's allies in Iraq are withdrawing forces this month. That's the Coalition of the Billing, right? What did they call it? The Coalition of the Willing. Well, that we paid them so much out of our tax dollars, invested in these air bases and stuff like that. To think, hey, let's get on board, right? Bulgaria and Ukraine will begin withdrawing their combined 1,250 troops by mid-December. In spring, the Netherlands had 1,400 troops in Iraq. Today, there are 19. Ukraine only has 876 troops. Patience. Most of the American people say they don't believe it. Nearly 6 in 10 Americans said U.S. troops should not be withdrawn from Iraq until certain goals are achieved. Now, this is interesting. But on the other hand, this makes no sense whatsoever. As Bush launched a new effort Wednesday to gain public support for the Iraq war, a new poll found most Americans do not believe he has a plan that will achieve victory. So let's see here. I should have reread this. The poll conducted Wednesday, 10% of among poll respondents, 55% said they did not believe Bush has a plan that will achieve victory for the United States in Iraq. So why would 60% say that U.S. troops should not be withdrawn from Iraq until certain goals are achieved? Like what? How about if we stop getting American troops killed and having them stop killing Iraqis? Isn't that a hell of a goal? Peter Werby with you on the Mike Malloy Show. Our phone number is 866-303-2270. Let's go. And Herb is in Mississippi. And Herb, you've been waiting a long, long time. My apologies. Welcome to the broadcast.
Peter, don't worry about the apologies, man. I've enjoyed the broadcast. You're doing an excellent job.
Well, thank you, sir.
I was going to tell you, I'm a Katrina victim.
Yeah, are you?
I went through Katrina, and I called in and talked to Mike as soon as my telephone was restored, and I talked to him in the dark two nights in a row. So
wow.
I'm pretty happy to be talking here with lights on and heat and all that.
What city are you in, Herb?
I'm in the town of Columbia.
Okay.
Now, what I was going to tell you, I've got a little interesting story I wanted to tell.
Please.
I just found out about it today. I have a twin sister, and she lives in a little town on the Mississippi coast called Goshen, right next to Pascagoula.
Okay.
And she lost her house. It was blown completely away. And she had to find a place to go, so her daughter and son-in-law invited her to come out to California and stay with them. Well, they are neocon supporters.
Okay.
And so when she got out there, when she refused to accept everything they wanted her to believe, they kind of just threw her away like we don't need you anymore.
Right.
And I had a friend of mine that I served in the Air Force with.
Wait, let me just ask you this. Did that turn their minds around a little?
I'm sorry?
The neocon relatives, did that turn their minds around a little?
Well, they invited her out, but when she refused to have anything to do with their way, he just got totally irate with her and said, I've done all of this for you and you don't appreciate it. And so I'm just done with you. And
right.
Of course, he hadn't done that much anything but bring her out there. That was about all he did. So I told her, I said, look, man, there goes the music. You got to go to break, don't you?
Okay, yeah, you hold on, Herb, and we'll continue after the break. And, hey, when we come out of the break, I've got a great David Rovics song for you. That's David Rovics, R-O-V-I-C-S. You can go to davidrovics.com for some absolutely great music. Right back on the Mike Malloy Show, I'm Peter Werby.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes. It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.GoToMeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
And now, back to Peter Werbe on the Mike Molloy Show.
Everybody knew that it could happen. The likelihood was clear, the future was coming. But now it's here.
A little hot, sorry.
Because otherwise they'd break. On one side was the city. Above it was the lake. It was in the daily papers. In bold letters was the writ. What would happen when the big one hit? But every year they cut the funding just a little more so they could give it to the army to fight their oil war. National Geographic and the Times-Picayune, they forecast the apocalypse, said it was coming soon. Preparations must be made, they said. Now is the time. It was years ago, they shouted. Inaction was a crime. They said the dikes must be improved and the wetlands must be saved. But Washington decided instead they should be paved. Because malls were more important than people's lives. So put some gold dust in your eyes and hope no storm arrives. Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans.
That's David Rovix, who I consider to be the Phil Oakes of this generation. It's davidrovix.com, R-O-V-I-C-S. And you can download all of his songs for free. He's got tons of albums, and if you like any of his songs, he invites you to grab them. So let's get back to Herb in Mississippi, who was a Katrina victim. And Herb, I bet that kind of resonates with you, eh?
Yeah, New Orleans is my birth town, too. And yeah, I live real close to it. But anyway, I wanted to finish the story on this,
sure,
if you don't mind. And I hate to be so presumptuous. But anyway, the son-in-law, he just really just kind of threw her out the door like she didn't need her anymore, and left her stranded there. And she said, "Now what am I?" She called me up. And she said, "What am I going to do? I'm stranded out here. I have no place to go. I want to come home." And he's just thrown me away. And I said, "Look, I told you before you went out there to call a friend of mine. I served in the military in the Air Force with him. Call him. He'll take care of you."
Okay.
So she called him, and she called me back today, and she said he bought her a plane ticket, he rented her a car for 3 days, and told her if she and called Mississippi, arranged for her to have a house to stay in when she got home, and told her if she tried to pay him back, he would consider it an insult.
Yeah, well.
And when she told her neocon son-in-law about it, he just couldn't stand it. It was just too much for him. And I thought, well, there is the story. And like Randy Rhoads said, and I love Randy to death, just as much as I do Mike. But like Randy said, we liberals who have been in the military know that in the military you're only as strong as your weakest link. And the way we have been treated in this part of the region after Katrina shows that the Republicans, the neocons, have no idea of what it means to be a United States.
Thank you, Herb. I appreciate it.
I don't have a bumper sticker. I don't have a car.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, I think maybe a lot of eyes have been open because of Katrina. We've been talking about bumper stickers, and let's see, where are we going here? Let's go to Michael in the Bronx. He's got a... something to say about bumper stickers as well. Hi, you're on the air. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
Doing great.
Let me tell you, Mike Malloy should be very proud of you because you're doing one hell of a job.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I don't have any bumper stickers, but I got to share with you some bumper stickers, T-shirts, posters I've seen here in the New York City area, a lot of which were saying, in terms of Roe v. Wade, keep the courts out of my crotch.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, Bush, stay out of my bush and stuff like that. And then some of them referred to the elections, and one of which I remember seeing was we was robbed twice, and they have the years 2000 and 2004. Now, that kind of got my attention, especially since for two things. Number one, Bush's ridiculous speech the other day in which he says that he's fighting in Iraq to preserve rights for minorities. I took very offense to that because I'm a black man, and I'm saying in my head, since when the hell did Bush ever care about the rights of minorities when he and his cronies targeted minorities to block them from the voting polls not once but twice already?
Yeah, people have forgotten that was a big issue in Florida. If all African Americans, if all black people, mm-hmm, in both Florida and Ohio had been able to vote, Bush would be back on the ranch where he belongs and hopefully where we'll send him. Although some people want to send him to The Hague.
Yeah, but then there's another reason why that kind of got my attention. Because, you know, we're approaching 2006,
yeah,
the midterm congressional elections. I specifically recall, Peter, that it was back in 2002 where Bush and the administration's approval ratings were falling somewhat similar to this, perhaps not as worse as it is right now, because back then we had the situation with September 11th, yes. But then within 6 months after, we find out that the administration knew about September 11th before September 11th occurred with the PDB that was dated August 6th of 2001.
Yeah, Michael, we're out of time for this segment. No, you're absolutely right. With 2002 coming up, I'm sorry, with 2006 coming up, it is a lot like 2002. And at that time, Bush Co. said, we've got to do something to fix our ratings, and it was the war in Iraq. So look out, 2006. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. We'll be right back on the Air America Radio Network.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Musicians and anyone with a musician on your gift list, the holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for new gear, exclusive deals, and massive holiday savings of 60, 70, up to 80% off and more. It's Guitar Center's holiday gear run savings event. Save on guitar packs to keyboards, mics to mixers, drum kits to recording software, all at the guaranteed lowest price in the nation. Plus, Guitar Center's gift cards make it easy. Guitar Center's holiday gear run. Shop early, save more. Don't miss it.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle.
Here's your solution. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to MyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. Peter Werby here with you. Broadcasting from Detroit, you call 866-303-2270. Talking about a lot of things, including what bumper stickers you have on your cars. I'm just getting inundated with email at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. I'm either reading them now or we'll read them later. I can't, certainly can't read them all on the air. This just in from Yahoo News, it looks like this execution of Kenneth Lee Boyd in North Carolina is going to go ahead, and he will become the 1,000th execution since capital punishment resumed in 1977. And Democratic Governor Mike Easley rejected the appeal for clemency, appealing to a Democratic appealing for clemency to a Democratic governor, particularly in the South, is really a losing proposition because they never want to be seen as not being tough on crime. Remember the despicable act of Clinton when he rushed back to Arkansas right before the 1992 election to preside over the execution of a mentally retarded young man? Yeah. So another blot on this country. 1,000 people executed. Hey, we're in good company, though, aren't we? China, Iran, what other countries execute people? Singapore, remember, they just executed a drug smuggler. And the Supreme Court justices in California are refusing to halt the scheduled execution of convicted killer Stanley Tookie Williams. He's the guy that founded the Crips gang. But he's been in this, when was his crime? Was committed 26 years ago. That's what's so insane about all this. He's been in there for 26 years. He's now an anti-gang activist, became that while in prison. He's even been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And yet, of course, these conservatives, or what do we call them? Self-servatives. I've stolen that. Self-servatives are just drooling for more blood. Wow. And this as well, just as this war, the Vietnam War, based completely on a lie, so was the Vietnam War. Well, almost all of the American wars were, so that's not so odd. But it doesn't take so long in the modern era. We finally found out that the Bay of Tonkin incident, where that Lyndon Johnson claimed that United States ships had been attacked in the Bay of Tonkin, that turned out that was absolutely not the case. This just in, spy agency analysis released Thursday contends a second attack on U.S. ships in the Gulf of Tonkin never happened, casting further doubt on the leading rationale for the escalation of the Vietnam War. But it was one of those things they were looking for something to do. This was the policy to escalate the war, and 3 million civilians later, that's right, that's what our forces killed with bombers and tanks and flamethrowers and killing babies and old people at My Lai and all that, this hideous blot on the United States. Well, very similar, though, to the war against the Philippine rebels in the, what was it, about 1901 or something like that. But nothing like the magnitude of deaths of civilians at that time. It took modern technology, B-52s that would take off from Okinawa, just deliver their hideous bomb loads to coordinates and then go home and hang out at the bar till they had to do it again tomorrow. It was all based on a lie. So that's why I always say that make the assumption that the people in power are lying to you. They don't always lie to you. But you're much, much better off making the assumption they're lying than the reverse. Because you can always find out, well, gee, the guy wasn't lying this time. Just like we've been talking about the self-servatives that never have done anything for this country other than resist social progress. I mean, there's a little incident here and there. You know, we'll find out, well, Nixon signed the EPA and all that. Some of your bumper stickers that we've been talking about, though, lots of them. I like this one. Jennifer writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. She's got a peace sign on her car, and written underneath it is backed by popular demand. Tom and Pat wrote in. Pat says she's got 5 bumper stickers on her car, and she's going to put 1 more. Pat, you got to stop it. You know, we should make a rule for activists. No more than 2. You got to select them. I mean, these are all good. I like this one. I'm for the separation of church and hate. But the one that she doesn't have yet, she's looking for, I support veterans. I voted for one. Let's see. Bob in Miami, he's got a homemade 4-inch square on his truck tailgate that says W, the dictator. And he's got, his favorites are, geez, if you like honkus. I like that. Let's see. Charles in Alexandria, Virginia. He says, I have to admit that I started out with just a couple of bumper stickers, but each time I hear about the outrageous thing Bush and his administration have done over the past 5 years, he keeps collecting them. So he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bumper stickers. Charles, we got to have Bumper Stickers Anonymous or something like that. Let me see, what's some of the ones? See, they get lost, too. You know, you think, wow, here's really a cool one. And they all are. They all are cool. But I think people just see a big mess. That's what I think. Someone wrote in, you can get them off with barbecue fluid, or was it lighter fluid for barbecues. I said you can get them off with a hairdryer. So come on, folks. Those of you that got like 10, 8, 6, just 2. Limit yourself to 2. One nation under surveillance. I like that. I like that. Visualize impeachment. That's good as well. All right, let's go back to our phones. The phones are 866-303-2270, and I see they're leaving it to me. I'll choose John in New York City. John, hi. You're on the air. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Pete.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of merge 2 things tonight. There was a wheelchair-bound woman from Fresno who had called earlier, and I was just going to say, tying that with your question at the top of the show, what social measures have conservatives taken throughout history that we can actually applaud? And I would actually point to, and I'm not a big fan of this, but Bush Sr.'s 1990 Disabilities Act was actually a good thing.
Sure. No, I mean, I think I don't mean to say that there's never been a Republican president that didn't sign a good piece of legislation. I mean, what was that guy's name who signed the Emancipation Proclamation?
Lincoln or something?
Lincoln, yeah. So there's been, I'm sure, I mean, I don't know, maybe Harding or Hoover, could you find anything? Coolidge, maybe not. But most of them you could find something, yeah, good. I mean, they either,
sure,
they had, a lot of times, see, what, I mean, what did, why was Bush signing, or not Bush, Nixon. Why was Nixon signing all these liberal pieces of social, mm-hmm, legislation?
I mean, atone for his sins over in Vietnam and Cambodia.
Well, probably. But he had a Democratic Congress.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's why he did it. It was introduced by the Democrats. He shouldn't get much credit for it. Well, all right, John, thank you very much. I'm sorry, go ahead. Are you there?
I was just going to say, I think you need to distinguish, you know, between Republicans and progressives. You know, Teddy Roosevelt was a progressive. Yes, he was a Republican, but, you know, the party was much different back then, too. But he was more progressive than anything else.
Gotcha. Thank you. Appreciate it. 866-303-2270. Some open lines for the first time in a long time. So if you want to get on the air, please do it. Paul from Madison, Wisconsin. More on bumper stickers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Peter, how you doing? It's formerly Paul from Detroit. I used to hang with you at the Fifth Estate Medallion, the alley, and that whole scene.
Oh, my God. Well, what you should do is email me at calltalkyes@yahoo.com and remind me who you are.
All righty, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But, hey, all my bumper stickers are on my bikes. One of the beauties of no longer living in Detroit, I don't have to drive so much anymore. But my latest one says 9/11 equals neocon job.
Huh, I love it.
And that's an oblique reference to the idea that it was, well, an inside job. Have you heard David Ray Griffin speak about this?
No.
Oh, he's got a couple of books out on the topic now. He spoke here in Madison, mounting evidence that it was indeed an inside job. Everything from, you know, questions about what really happened to the hijackers, you know, why are they being seen alive elsewhere, to how could a 767 drill such a small hole in the Pentagon? Just one thing after another. And it, compelling stuff, not, you know, tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff, but very well researched and worth looking into.
I'll check it out. And hey, email me.
Okay, I will. Yep. Say, what's that email address again?
It is calltalkyes@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo.
And by the way, the Fifth Estate newspaper, which just celebrated its 40th anniversary, so it's still publishing, you can go to fifthestate.org. Yeah, that's what it is, fifthestate.org.
Oh, my goodness, how anti-Luddite. The Fifth Estate is online.
Times change. What can I
tell
you?
Can't handle it.
Thank you, Paul.
Happy anniversary to him. Good night, Pete.
All right, thank you. Here's Michael in Seattle. Michael, hi, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy. What is it? Did I say that right? It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. There you go. I got it. Yep, he's gone. All right, so more of these. Maybe that screwed him up or something like that. All right. Here, Dale, his bumper sticker is, well, he's got two. One is, remember democracy? Kind of nice, wasn't it? All right. And then lots of them. Okay, I'll get to them later. All right, I want to just, let me see. We just got a, let me try to remember when our break is. I remember. You don't have to tell me, Jason. But I wanted to take just a little opportunity out here to talk to you about something that's going on. Remember we, and you probably know yourself, that the country of Venezuela is generously selling home heating oil to people in the Northeast, and I guess it'll happen in New York City as well, selling, instead of the price going up, they're giving it at a great discount for the poor. And there was a full-page ad from Citgo and also PDVSA, which is the Venezuelan National Oil Company, right? And absolutely, you know, so how do the papers portray it? This was done by President Hugo Chavez to irritate Bush. When we come back, I'll tell you what I think it's all about and maybe just give you a little insight to what I took out of this ad in the New York Times today. Peter Werby with you. Our phone number is 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle. Tina, you're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders. Open up a season of surprises.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. 866-303-2270. I was talking about this Citgo ad in the New York Times, how Venezuela is keeping the home fires burning in Massachusetts. Citgo markets in 13,500 gasoline stations Venezuelan oil. And they're say that how they are providing 12 million gallons of heating oil at deeply discounted prices to low-income families and institutions that serve them, schools, hospitals, and nursing homes, saving them 60 to 80 cents a gallon, millions of dollars statewide over the next few months. And they're planning to do this for New York and other cold weather regions. Venezuela, well, and they ask, why are we doing this? Why would we put people before profits? Can you imagine an oil company saying this, let alone doing it? Because we're not just any oil company. Citgo is a subsidiary of Petróleos de Venezuela, S.A., the state oil company owned by and responsible to the people of Venezuela. Boy, this sounds odd. Never heard this about an oil company before. Which is why the PDVSA partners with the government of President Hugo Chavez to invest a portion of Citgo profits to support health, education, adult literacy, and job training initiatives that help millions of Venezuelans. So it's the absolute opposite, isn't it? Absolute opposite here. And why is Venezuela reaching out to other neighbors in South America and the Caribbean, strengthening the region with trade, social development, and joint business ventures? Now, this is what is absolutely so hard for any of us to believe about any business or company or nation. The fuel assistance program isn't about politics. It's about offering humanitarian aid to those who need it. What could be more American than that? Well, let's take Nick, are you really calling from Qatar?
Yeah, we're listening to you on Al Jazeera out here.
Come on.
Yeah, you're on Al Jazeera.
Do you sometimes live in Dallas?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Get out of here. Okay, here, you know, I don't fault you for this, Jason or Dee, who are producing the show and screening it, but you got to be able to recognize these creeps' voices. I don't know how I can do it, but this is the guy that called in a couple times. It's all he does is listen to Air America. He's this moron right-winger who's a young guy who, why the hell isn't he actually in Iraq? Why isn't he putting his, you know what, maybe he's the guy, though, that told us he was a vet, but who knows? I mean, he lies about his name, he lies about, anyways, Al Jazeera, right? So he'll listen to Fox News, Foxhole News, that's what I call it, Foxhole News, think that's the truth, and Al Jazeera, that's what, you know, what Bush wanted to bomb. Bush wanted to attack Al Jazeera in Qatar. Here's Rick in Wilmington, North Carolina. Rick, hi, we just got a couple minutes left, so go.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. Tune your radio completely off, okay?
Okay. No, I heard you talk about, some of them doing good, some of the conservatives doing good. You mentioned Abraham Lincoln. Well, Abraham Lincoln ordered the largest mass execution of Indians in the United States history.
Did he?
So I don't consider him that great of an emancipator.
Well,
he really wasn't.
Which was that? Which massacre?
Do what?
Which massacre are you referring to?
I'm not sure. It was 28 Indians in the Southwest. I don't have it in front of me. I told the lady that I was first talking to on the radio that I don't have it in front of me.
28 Indians died?
Yeah, they all hung them at one time.
Oh, well, it wasn't a massacre, I was going to say. The massacres that
it
occurred.
It was a mass execution is what I'm saying.
Oh, mass execution.
He ordered the largest mass execution of Indians in the United States history. I read it, and I can't remember. It was about 15 years ago when I read it, and I was shocked because I thought, you know, one of our first presidents was the greatest thing on earth until I read that, and then I was like,
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if you've seen this book. Many of the listeners have. It's called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn, Z-I-N-N.
Right.
And you know the book?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay, well, I would, if someone came to me and said, boy, I'm having trouble making sense of American history, any suggestions? I'd say A People's History of the United States, Howard Zinn. It's the largest selling history book in the history of America. It sold over 1 million copies. Absolutely amazing. All right, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Here's some email. Mary from Port, how do you say this? Neches, N-E-C-H-E-S, Neches. I guess, Texas. She writes, I'm a Rita survivor and still see plenty of Bush stickers around here. How could they? How dumb are people? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. My bumper sticker looks like a simple American flag, but on closer inspection, each star is a small peace symbol. I picked it up in San Francisco and wish I had bought more for my friends. Great show. I can't thank you enough for your words to get out the truth. Oh, thank you very much. I used to have a bumper sticker that said, Nature Bats Last. I like that one. Yeah, and that's one from, you know, the group Earth First. They're radical environmentalists. So I wanted to put that on my car, and I had it there for a long time. You know, I was reading this article about Hugo Chavez, from Bogota, Colombia, accusing Venezuelan electoral officials of favoring that country's populist government. Three opposition parties announced Tuesday that they would pull out of congressional elections scheduled for this coming Sunday. Now, they always put this adjective, populist. What does populist mean? Well, you go to the dictionary, and it says, a supporter of the rights and power of the people. So when you call the Venezuelan government populist, you're saying it's a supporter of the rights and the power of the people. What is Bushco? Bushco is a corporatist, a right-wing corporatist government, which is another, kinder, politer way of saying fascist, isn't it? because, well, I want to get into the whole thing about fascism. They also refer to it as the leftist governing party. Why don't they ever refer to the Republicans as the right-wing governing party in this country? Now, the fact that these three opposition parties have pulled out of this election, probably because they were going to get trounced badly, bodes poorly. I'm going there at the end of January. There's something called the World Social Forum, which is a meeting of all these non-governmental organizations that are involved in opposing globalization and for water rights and women's rights, just, you know, all the kind of progressive agenda for peace and social justice. And, man, I hope I get there before the coup that Bush intends, right? Because that's what they did in Nicaragua, 1984. Reagan and Bush 1 had the opposition parties withdraw. Hey, we're at an end. Thank you so much for listening and for calling. Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show, and we'll do it tomorrow night, our last show, and then Mike will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening to Air America Radio Network. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health